Ever wonder how Ray Kroc transformed a single hamburger stand into the global McDonald's empire? He didn't just see a restaurant, he envisioned thousands of identical operations spanning the globe. This vision created one of the world's most recognizable brands worth billions. Franchising generates over $2.1 trillion annually and employs millions worldwide. It's perhaps the most powerful growth vehicle ever created for entrepreneurs seeking to scale beyond the constraints of time and capital. Instead of working harder, franchising allows you to work smarter by leveraging the resources, passion, and commitment of franchisees who are invested in your success. At its essence, franchising creates a relationship where you, the franchisor, permit others, franchisees, to operate under your trademark and business system in exchange for fees. Franchisees typically pay an initial fee averaging around $30,000 plus ongoing royalties of 4 to 10% of gross sales. This seemingly simple arrangement solves the three primary challenges that limit growth: capital constraints, management quality, and supervision difficulties. Unlike traditional expansion that requires substantial financing, franchising allows growth using other people's money. Your franchisees provide all the capital needed for their locations, signing leases, purchasing equipment, hiring staff, and funding working capital. Not every successful business should become a franchise. First, you need at least one viable prototype demonstrating success, though multiple locations enhance credibility. Your business must offer a compelling value proposition to potential franchisees, whether through visual appeal, growth potential, flexibility, unique recipes, or pure ROI. Even seemingly unglamorous businesses can succeed through differentiation. Your business must be clonable, teachable to someone of average competence within about 3 months. The keep it simple principle is crucial, especially when targeting individuals with limited business ownership experience. Some franchisors overcome complexity by targeting professionals already educated in their field or by simplifying their model. After paying royalties and fees, franchisees must earn an acceptable return, typically at least 15% ROI by year 2 or 3, with higher returns needed for riskier concepts. Remember, if your franchisees fail, you will fail as a franchisor. Even when a business meets franchising criteria, it isn't automatically the right growth strategy. The decision should align with your specific goals. Consider lifestyle questions. Do you want to sell the business or pass it to heirs? How much money would satisfy you? What are your retirement plans? After establishing personal targets, assess your current business reality: concept definition, profitability, resources, and management strength. The gap between your position and goals will dictate your optimal growth strategy. Franchising success requires a well-defined plan. Work backward. Set a long-term goal, like exit value, translate it into a specific model, e.g., 100 franchises paying $30,000 yearly in royalties, then determine short-term objectives. Select appropriate structures for your offering: single-unit franchising, individual locations, conversion franchising, bringing existing businesses into your system, area development franchising, selling territorial rights for multiple units, or master franchising, allowing others to sell franchises in a territory. For most new franchisers, individual franchising offers the safest starting point, with greatest control, though it requires managing more relationships. Fee determination is critical. A 1% mistake on royalties can mean millions in lost revenue over time. Initial franchise fees should primarily recover costs, while royalties represent your primary revenue source. The goal is creating a structure providing reasonable returns for both parties, while funding adequate support. Franchising operates within a regulatory framework designed to protect franchisees. In the U.S., the FTC's Rule 436 defines a franchise by three elements: 1. Use of a common trademark, 2. Significant operating control or assistance, and 3. A required payment exceeding $500 in the first 6 months. When these criteria are met, you must provide prospects with a franchise disclosure document FDD, containing 23 specific items, including contracts and audited financials. Beyond federal regulations, 30 states have their own franchise regulations through registration requirements, business opportunity laws, or relationship laws governing interactions. Despite this regulatory environment, franchising remains economically robust. Success as a franchisor requires following key guidelines: hiring an experienced franchise attorney, maintaining truthful communications, adhering to your FDD, following disclosure rules, creating a comprehensive operations manual, documenting everything, understanding state law triggers, ensuring staff compliance, and requiring franchisee insurance. While lacking direct operational control over franchisees, you must protect your brand through four pillars: careful franchisee selection, documented systems, appropriate training/support, and enforceable legal documentation. Your operations manual forms the foundation of quality control, documenting everything from site selection to specific procedures. Unlike corporate manuals, franchise manuals must avoid creating co-employment relationships or liability issues. Balance control over brand-impacting elements while offering recommendations for other aspects. Training programs must effectively transmit knowledge so even the least skilled franchisee can meet brand standards. Combine multiple formats, video, lecture, discussion, and hands-on work to enhance retention. Use the keys to the shop test. How much training would someone need to run your store independently for a month? Ongoing support includes field visits, product development, advertising assistance, purchasing programs, PR initiatives, technology development, and back office services. Field representatives serve as quality control officers, trainers, operations consultants, marketing experts, business advisors, cheerleaders, and brand ambassadors. Beyond capital efficiency, franchising's greatest strength lies in its management quality. Unlike hired managers who see their role as just a job, franchisees are owner-operators who've invested their life savings and earned from profits. This creates extraordinary dedication. They work longer hours, reduce expenses during tough times, and build valuable institutional knowledge. This ownership motivation typically helps franchise locations outperform company-owned stores by 10 to 30% in revenue while maintaining better expense control. Franchising demands the right temperament. It creates a new business focused on selling and supporting franchisees, requiring collaborative leadership rather than autocratic management. You'll need strong communication skills to persuade franchisees about operational requirements instead of simply issuing commands. Consider all expansion options: company-owned growth, licensing, dealerships, distributorships, and joint ventures, and let your goals determine your strategy rather than forcing your business into a particular model. Franchising requires developing two simultaneous market strategies while balancing investment despite its low-cost expansion appeal. Building an experienced team prevents costly mistakes. Success depends on five principles: starting with a proven business, creating a differentiated plan, maintaining quality control, implementing sound marketing, and prioritizing franchisee success. Territorial rights are crucial. New franchisors often use protected territories as a selling point. Proper sizing is essential. Territories too small endanger franchisees, while oversized ones benefit competitors. Even territories just 10% too large can forfeit millions in royalties over time. Franchising ultimately builds on relationships. The best franchisors communicate openly, genuinely support franchisees, and view contracts as safety nets rather than daily operating tools. Like Colonel Sanders, who persisted through 1,008 rejections before finding his first Kentucky Fried Chicken franchisee, success comes to those who see possibilities where others see obstacles. With proper planning, adequate resources, and commitment to franchisee success, you can join entrepreneurs who've built empires from humble beginnings.